Everyone, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here. We've got a great show lined up for you. We've got to get on a fast horse here. We're going to start tonight a new series entitled Drunken Babylon. Now, Drunken Babylon is to be dealt with, ladies and gentlemen, because Drunken Babylon has got a plan. Although they're drunken, we're going to review just exactly what's going on with Drunken Babylon. Jeremiah 51, and we're going to start at verse 57. If you are interested in studying with us tonight, we hope you are. Just grab your holy book, and let's just jump right in and roll up our spiritual sleeves and examine the Word. The Bible says to search and sift these things or so. We're going to talk about the end time prophecies of the woman, the drunken woman that rides the beast or the power of the beast. Actually, you see, there is a civil power that carries the religious woman. This woman was religious, John Czar, and he was amazed at her beauty, her intensity, and the people that admired her, and she had set herself up as a queen of heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to examine the queen of heaven and her attributes and what she's got to offer to the equation tonight of the spiritual mystery of the drunken whore of Babylon. Ladies and gentlemen, the Word is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken away. And on the night of Belshazzar's inauguration or celebration, remember, Yahweh had done prophesied to Jeremiah. And when Daniel got over into the land of Babylon, he read in the scriptures that Jeremiah had already prophesied, proving that Almighty God is ahead of time, the Eternal One, Yahweh. He's always ahead. He's not behind. He's never late. He's always on time. He's not there when you want him. He's there when he's supposed to be. And all things together work to the good of them that love Yahweh and are called according to his purposes. So in Jeremiah 51:57, I will make drunk her princes. Now, Belshazzar had a great feast. Babylon was going good. I mean, she was at the height of her power. Nebuchadnezzar had left the sonship to Belshazzar, and he was doing quite well in the kingdom, by the way, and he was going to make a feast, a great feast. Now, the Bible says in the last days that when he returns, now this is to end, to put down the rule of Babylon, the one that we have been made servitude to, the one that we have been made to bow and kiss the ring of a Babylonian success. We just have no choice, ladies and gentlemen. Christ said himself, render unto Caesar, who was actually the fourth Babylonian kingdom. Christ came in the age of the fourth kingdom of Babylon. Now, this Babylonian kingdom received a deadly wound from the truth of the gospel, but it fast healed up because I have done explain to you how that she came up with an ingenious plan to incorporate her gods into the Christian network and call herself the Holy Catholic Church and deceive the very elect. Now, the word Catholic is universal. so we're not particularly jumping on any church. We're talking about a universal spirit that is covering the land as it was in first Babylon, so shall it be in fourth Babylon. Now, the end of the kingdom, or the end of the age, the climactic Babylon is the one we're going to deal with, but we've got to go back and show you the institution. Actually, we're going to bring you the message tonight of the downfall of first Babylon to type it and shadow it into the downfall of a fourth Babylon. Exactly the same. I will cause her princes, it says in Jeremiah. Prophetic, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremiah had nothing to do with Babylon. He wasn't in Babylon. But Daniel, the protege, the studier, the disciple of Jeremiah, had studied that Israel, the house of Judah, was going to be locked in captivity for 70 years in Babylon, and therefore he said to his counterparts, you might as well get used to it and bury it, because I didn't read in the book of Jeremiah the prophet. So Jeremiah said in the 57th verse of the 51st chapter, which is referring exactly to drunken Babylon, I will make her drunk. I will make her princes drunk. Her wise men, her captains, her rulers, and her mighty men drunk. And they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, saith the King, whose name is the Eternal One, Yahweh of hosts. Now, the Eternal One promised that in the fall of ancient Babylon, he would actually make them drunken, that they might rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep. Exactly what Belshazzar was doing in Daniel chapter 5, verse 1, the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine from the 1,000, or before the 1,000, and while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem. And that king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. And then they brought the golden vessels, the precious vessels of the house of Yahweh. And they began to drink out of these vessels and to make sport and to make fun of the mighty empire of David and Solomon and the promised covenant of the eternal God Yahweh. You see, these people didn't serve Yahweh. These were heathens that served Baal, Baal Peor. And they drank out of the precious vessel. They drank wine. They praised the gods of, listen to me, the same gods we're praising today, the gods of gold, silver, brass, iron, wood, and stone. And in the same hour came forth the fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. And the Bible says that Belshazzar's knees began to shake. And at the command of an afterthought of some of the people in his kingdom that had the wisdom to remember that there was a man in his father Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom in whom the spirit of the Eternal One, Yahweh, was in. And so Daniel was called forth. And Belshazzar and all the Babylonian dignitaries that drank from the cup the very night that the Medo-Persian Empire came in, unaware, as the drunken lords were partying. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in the last days that they will be eating and drinking and being merry, drinking now from the golden vessels of the blood, sweat, and tears of those who have built this great nation, to see it being destroyed by the warlords, the overlords, and the drunken princes of this nation that rule, who do not have a mind or even a mind to fear, let alone obey the Eternal One, Yahweh. And surely the doom of Babylon is nigh with the judgment of Almighty God when it falls upon the drunken masses of the city of Babylon. Well, the ancient city of Babylon and The ancient empire of Babylon, founded by Nebuchadnezzar, was the head of gold. Now, particularly, I want to jump the three in between from the head of gold down to the feet of iron and clay. This is the last kingdom that will sit upon the back of the beast. Now, she's described in her religious sense. She has a civil and a religious power. And the metaphors that we could apply is the same truths that brought Babylon down in its first state will again bring Babylon down in its final state. Now, this woman was a great, beautiful, drunken whore, drinking no longer from the golden cup. She had a golden cup in her hand. This is symbolic. But now she drinks from the heart and the soul of Jacob Israel. She drinks his strength. You know, as a blind Samson was grinding at the mill of captivity, so now Israel is grinding at the mill of captivity to the final beast power of Babylon. This is the fourth and deciding showdown in OK Corral, coming to you, near you, the Battle of Armageddon, where we will meet the enemy head on, and there shall be a great slaughter upon the mountains of America, where the chosen people from the birthright tribe of Joseph, not Manasseh, as the British Israelite identity folks would like to believe, that they are Ephraim. Great Britain will play a role because that's Manasseh the lesser. America is Ephraim the greater. And so all prophecies related to the unicorn, Joseph, who shall push his enemies to the far corners of the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, but something mysterious has happened to the house of Israel. They've gone into a drunken Babylon, and they've ate and they've drank the doctrines of the whore, who actually brought in the ancient pagan worship of the gods of yesterday. These gods are now a reality god. They have created a god by the great ingenious formation of trickery and deceit. The Bible says they shall deceive the very elect. They have elected to bring in a worship day through the pagan sundial of Sunday. They have cast the true Sabbath of Yahweh's lunar connection to his months within his years. And days are counted not by weekly, but by monthly Sabbaths, by a lunar foundation, and they cast all that truth out, and Babylon has practiced and prospered as she, in accordance to Daniel 7:25, has sought and successfully changed times and laws. We are now under a democracy. Now that literally means in Latin to rule by a mob. You say, oh well, Pastor Buddy, we're only 80 days away from the election and we're going to elect a president. We've got a choice. Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is that you have no choice. The political arena, as it appears upon the national scene in America, is nothing more than a front system, a political balloon, if you will, to air out, if you will, the exercise of the foolish sheep that are asleep in Babylon. Now, the Bible says in Romans 11:1-26, if you'll read that, that a mysterious thing has happened to Israel. a sleep, a perpetual sleep here, it says. How long will we sleep until we awaken, O drunken stupor? Babylon. And Babylon is a Babel who understand not the laws and covenant principles of the Creator, and neither indeed can they, for they are spiritually discerned. So Babylon uses her counterpart. When you would do good, he was always present. And Satan has moved in with the whore. This beautiful, darling, gorgeous woman that is arrayed in jewels and precious stones, having a golden cup in her hand, just like a Belshazzar. This is the final ride for the woman that sits upon the scarlet colored beast. This is the final ride down to a one-way dead-end street. Why? Because the Bible says, in the last days, when he pours out the anointing upon blind Samson Israel that is grinding at the wheels of Babylon under the penalty of usury, under the penal codes of unjust laws set forth in denial of the Word of God. We cannot praise our God, who is a Hebrew God, Yahweh, from the foundation of the world. We have no right to publicly express in our government, which is nothing but a democracy, and the demons that have infiltrated the country through the government that are supposed to represent the people in order to keep the church and state as a separation factor. God has been ordered out of the government of America. When she was built upon a Christian fundamental foundation that there was one God over one people who were his people, who would acknowledge him in all their ways and turn their face to him in the times of trouble and seek him with all their heart and be delivered from their enemies, which she has for well over 240 some years. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down at the dead-end street for Babylon, the great whore, the drunken whore that sits upon the scarlet-colored beast is fixing to come down to its last hurrah. The time is at hand. The day is upon us. Weep for fallen Babylon, you merchants of silver and gold and brass and hay and wood and Hollywood and stubble. For at last, that great city that ruled over the kings and the captains and the great men, this image of gold, chest of silver, thighs of brass, legs of iron, legs and feet of iron and clay, this is the same image that was dreamed by Nebuchadnezzar that had a definite end on a one-way street called disaster. Come out of her, my people, that you suffer not with her afflictions, for her afflictions will be great in the day, saith Yahweh, when I bring her down in 1 hour. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a kingdom beast, a ten-headed nation. Now, the Bible talked about 13. It was reduced to 10. This 10-nation alignment called the European Common Market. You see the real reason that we went into Iraq. The real reason that cannot be revealed publicly by our president or any of those who are at battle in this economic battle against the euro. Saddam was using the euros and converted all of his oil dollars along with the Arab conglomerates. We're converting fast to the euro, which has a gold standard bearing, and the U.S. dollar of the Federal Reserve, organized in 1913 and formulated to print money out of thin air with no guarantee of gold standard of precious metals and things of that nature to back up the U.S. dollar. Now all the gold has disappeared in America. Nobody can justifiably give an account. Your greatest CPAs cannot account. The GOA department cannot account for large, super large. We're not talking billions of dollars here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking in the magnitude of trillions and beyond of wealth that has been raped from this nation by drunken Babylon and the warlords that have prospered with a war machine all over the earth to benefit those who sit at the controls of Babylon, the beast system, as the whore, the religious whore, that is incorporated to sit upon her back and ride upon the beast powers of the kings of the earth, which will court her and pay allegiance to her, that will be cast into a bed, according to Revelations 1. And they that do so and commit fornication with her will be branded and marked. And we've talked about the mark. We're going to get into some of the numeric systems, and I'll give you some very ingenious, simple system of English numerics. If not tonight, maybe next Sunday night, we're live and direct here on WWCR 507 around the world with the mighty voice of Christian Talk Radio. We're in here tonight. We're live. This is the 15th day of August, and you're listening to Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. You better call a friend. This is going to get very interesting. Before this four-set series of Drunken Babylon ends, you're going to really know the bottom line. You're going to look at the dead-end street where Babylon meets her Waterloo. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Babylon had a beginning in the early stages of the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis, where a man by the name of Nimrod created the first city of Babel, a confusion of economics in direct violation to the code ethnics of a theocratical government imposed upon the house of Israel, where they prospered by keeping the commandments of Yahweh, the Jubilees, and the Sabbaths. These are so important today in America, with the exception of a few. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the book of Isaiah screamed violently against those who broke the commandments of Yahweh. And for the screams of Isaiah, the prophet that cried out against the breaking of Yahweh's covenant commandments of a theocratical government and the laws imposed by the holy word of God, they sawed him in two. Because when they were dancing and making merry with the kings of Babylon, the heathen kings of Babylon, who were drinking out of the sanctified vessels of Almighty God, and blasphemy, they joined in reveling and run into excess of right. They were in the streets rioting, if you will, for more social services. Let the beast protect us. Who will make war with the beast? Who will clothe us? Who will feed us when we are hungry? And so this great woman that sits upon the back of the beast, this harlot, she spawned a religious dogma, a Christian, if you will. Oh, I hate to say this because this is where I make a lot of my Christian friends mad. Please do not get mad at me. I'm just an old Tennessee Baptist plowboy. But ladies and gentlemen, that it's not everything in Christianity that says, Lord, Lord, will enter in. But those that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, who said, whosoever will not come out of her shall receive double of her plagues, because it will be better for you not to know this truth, and to suffer as a result of the hands of Babylon, which will punish you violently, as they did Isaiah, as they did Jeremiah, as they dug a hole for his constant cries against Israel desiring to join the whore of Babylon. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been swept away with a drunken image of Babylon in our mind. We do not believe that we can exist without a usury table tax law. When Yahweh said, I will give you a system, a glorious system, a grand system, a theocratical government, not of the people, but of Yahweh. You see, the laws of the people are in direct opposition to the law of Yahweh, because man actually tries to circumvent, water down, if you will, self-impose a seem right way, because we're always struggling to do wrong. Let me repeat that. We're always striving and struggling and thinking and conniving and debating to do wrong. But to do good, we're slow to do good and quick to do evil. This country has come to its Waterloo Street. This country has soon coming to its judgment. Our nation, I predict, will come to its knees in repentance, or it will suffer the consequences of all nations that forget God, that will be turned into hell. This will be a living hell to live in. And ladies and gentlemen, if we don't get a hold of this immigration system that has gone awry, nobody at the controls, nobody in charge, our borders unprotected, where we are letting in masses of third world underdeveloped people inferior to our nations and its Christian laws and values, who have now become a majority, and the halls of justice turn in their favor. The decisions are always for them and not for those who own this country. But ladies and gentlemen, according to 1913, when we went into bankruptcy, and in 1933, when all of our valuable assets of just weights of silver and gold, remember now, the kings and the warlords and the overlords and the princes of the mighty men, the captains and the chief kings, they're now drinking out of the golden vessels, these blue bloods. And the way they got their name, that was those who could afford to eat with the golden and silver utensils of the mid-ages, middle ages, and now even in the present ages, where they can drink and eat from the vessels of gold and silver, and they become royal blue bloods. Too much antibodies in their blood, inbreeding, incest, paganist worship, cannibalism. I said it all in behalf of those who are drunken in Babylon, who are reveling, eating, drinking, and being merry, thumbing their nose at the laws of Yahweh, casting his Sabbaths and his appointed times to the ground, building up large IRA investment accounts, banking their paper money and their stocks and bonds in a system that will be defeated with a ten-headed beast that's coming out of Europe called the European Common Market. And ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be surprised at part two and three when I get into the European Common Market to show you that in Belgium, they now have large bull. Does that remind you of stocks and bonds and trading and financial Madison Avenue, Wall Street, New York. We're going to get into some of the numerical things that could actually propose to you a way out, because the Bible says that we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Then we are saved if we come into knowledge, and by knowledge we keep the truth and forbid it to be cast to the ground. Now, let me give you a little simple mathematical scale of numerics in the English language. This is a unique, it's not exclusive, but this is one of the systems that you'll find very intriguing. I know I do. If you would start with the letter A, and you'll work your way through the letter Z, the complete alphabet of the English language. Remember, in Hebrew, there's 22 letters. In Greek, there's 24. And in English, there's 26. Well, if you add the difference between the two or the three languages, remember, his name was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, the three dominant languages of that day. Now, English has come along and has become the world's most dominant language. And with that, I believe that our divine creator knew that eventually, just like he knew his name would be written in Aramaic Hebrew, in the millions of years of the earth's development, and when he formed the mountains and the valleys and the dales, there at Bethel, where Joseph had the home place birthright, is embedded in the natural configuration of the earth there at Bethel, Ephratah, not Bethlehem, Judea, where everybody believes in Christian literature that they read, that Christ was from Bethlehem, Judea. He was not. This is a deception by those who seek to deceive. This is part of the corruption of a great whore that went out to deceive the whole earth. And you must be born again of the water and spirit. You must be in the true, clean, pure name of Yahweh to escape the filth. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, Babel is confusion. So if you've been baptized in any other name outside the name of Yahweh, your mind is in a clouded, a drunken stupor. You're drunk on religious dogmas and doctrines. This is what this is indicating. So come out of her, my people, and come to the great name of the magnificent, magnanimous King of Israel. His name is Yahweh. Now, look here. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. From A to Z, Alpha, Omega, Aleph to Tau. In this case, we're doing the English numerics. So if you'll start with the letter A, A will equal the numeric value of 6. Then you're going to add 6 to every 26th letter of the English alphabet. Add 6. So then A would be 6, B would be 12, C would be 18, D would be 24, E would be 30, F would be 36, G would be 42, H would be 48, I would be 54, J would be 60, K would be 66, L would be 72, M 78, N 84, O 90, P 96, Q 102, R 108, S 114, T 120, U 126, V 132, W 138, X 144, Y 150, and Z 156. So from A to Z, from 6 to 156, a numeric value of adding 6. Now I'm going to really give you some numeric system that will, just out of curiosity, if you will, of what the words will actually tell you if you calculate with that calculator some of the great mysteries of the beast. Now, I want you to write down Mark, M-A-R-K, of the beast. Leave out V because you'll have too much. Mark of beast. That's all I want you to write down. Mark of beast. Then I want you to take your mathematical chart, and I want you to figure out what it tells you. Now, everybody's been talking about implants, and I will agree that technology has a superior meaning for the encroachment or the enslavement or the final death knell, if you will, in the liberties of those who now have liberties to pay taxes, to be taxed beyond mean, the heavy burden, and to be denied the services that these taxes should be for the people, of the people, for the people, and by the people, which our money goes at the voting of a lobbyist system in Washington, D.C., billions of our dollars, trillions of our dollars are going out under the table, out the back door, to people who are not even worthy or justified to have the wealth of this nation. We are being robbed blind. Everybody in America could be a millionaire twice over if only we had a fair, equitable, theocratical government. We would all be rich kings and priests of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot emphasize enough that we are in poverty. We are diseased purposely. Now, if you use the word, now listen to me real close, because I'm going to really give you something to think about. If you type the word vaccination, or write it down, V-A-C-C-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, and use the code that I just give you, A6B12, so on and so forth, I want you to see what vaccination numeric number will come up at your additional table. I want you to just look and see what vaccination. Should this tell you something about letting your children be inoculated with some of the most dreadful filth that ever has been contrived and hatched up in Mr. Jekyll and Hyde's test tube kitchen? Ladies and gentlemen, these could be trigger responses down the road, or it could actually be the death knell that would actually end your life at some point down the road. Not saying it would do it, because there is a high incidence of death at the result of vaccination, immediate death. Children get crippled and some die. So I'm not trying to talk to you about that. I just want you to see the spiritual side of what I'm trying to tell you. Look at the word vaccination, see what you come up with. Now, let me give you a list of things to do, your little homework. If you're studying with Pastor Buddy, I'll give you some things that may make you ponder and think about where we're at in the last days. We're at the street where the two ways meet. You're either going to choose Yahweh and his name, or you're going to go with the bio implant. Now, listen to this. Write down the word bio, B-I-O, implant. I-M-P-L-A-N-T, bio implant. Write it down there and do your math. And you're going to be blown away with what you come up with. Now, remember the Bible says that this woman was full of sorceries. Now, sorcery is pulling a rabbit, if you will, a trick, witchcraft, works of darkness, secret orders, secret cults. Oh, my, how I love to get into that and tell the truth about Cain and Abel, how that blood cult arose in here through the lust and the quest for blood, pure blood, that is. And it ends in the book of Revelation with the kings of the earth. These are the mighty men that have been cast into the bed with the great whore, full of names of blasphemy, and having a golden cup in her hand. And those that committed fornication and drunk with her, perish with her. Sorceries, S-O-R-C-E-R-I-E-S. Write that word down. Sorceries, S-O-R-C-E-R-I-E-S. Sorceries, and see what you get. When you type in the code evaluation, just add the letters of S-O-R-C-E-R-I-E-S, the properties, the value, the total value, add it up and see what you get. Oh, my. Now, the word witchcraft is mentioned there in the same context of the great whore that deceives the whole earth, witchcraft. How to bewitch people, how to make them believe a lie and be damned, and yet make them think they're right, make them fly the flag, or make them stand in the sorcery halls of denominational systems and be deceived with a 501(c) agenda. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the anointing. Witchcraft. Lustful. Just type in the word lustful. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you realize it by now. If you do all of those things, here's what you're going to get. If you add up Mark of the Beast, it's going to total 666. If you're going to type in bioimplant, it's going to reduce to 666. If you're going to look up the word 666 and sorcery, that's what you're going to find. You're going to find the word sorcery equals 666. Now, listen to this. Witchcraft, 666. Lustful. Remember, they lusted for the gold and the silver. The riches of the poor people, they robbed them. These are thieves that come to kill, steal, and destroy, to farm you like cattle, to give you an agenda to live only a certain amount of years, to promise you liberty but give you none. And before you die, the advantages they promise you in a government system. Did you know that less than 5%, now let me repeat this, less than 5% live long enough to enjoy the full benefits that are promised? That means 95% of the people that don't make it to enjoy the things, and you can see a great wealth of filthy lucre that they've robbed from the poor, and promising you some pie in a future sky, and then fixing it where your life will end before your benefits begin. Lustful, 666. Corrupt, 666. Insanity, oh my God, 666. Horrors, 666. Treacheries, 666. Get this, we're coming to Armageddon. I told you that the buck stops here, ladies and gentlemen. Down on Elm Street, where a nightmare is fixing to happen. Slaughter, S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Use the system I just gave you and see what it says. 666. Computer. That's right. These things that are now without which the world and its governments could not operate. The computer, the word C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R equals 666. That shouldn't be a surprise anyway. Remember, the Bible says, here's wisdom, let them count the number. The word calculation is the way you count. That's a calculation. The word calculation itself will give you an English numerical value, 666. Listen to this. This will blow you away. I told you that the dollar, I predict, is fixing to go down the tube against the euro. The euro is going to rise, and the dollar will gradually fall. It will have to give way to a united Europe that's coming out with a whore. Now, remember, she's always promoted the whore and her doctrine. She sits right on the back of this terrible beast that's rising up, this 10-nation kingdom alignment. With the seven kings that I've talked about in our last series that we did on Mark of the Beast. You need to use these two together to get the final answer here, and that's why I'm bringing it in to you tonight. False market. Just write down the word false market, do your calculation, and false market will give you 666. America, since 1913, has been in a false, illusionary, treacherous, false market, insanity, corrupt, lustful, witchcraft, bioimplant, mark of the beast state. And ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say that about our country, but it's a power that's ordained. That it looks like that blind Samson grinding at the mill will never wake up until he's eating out of the garbage cans in a third world country. And in 50 years, my prophecy will be that if we don't recover from this economic devastation of a false market, promising you with paper that is not worth the ink it's wrote on, and you people that have got these 401ks that's hooked up to a computer, you just got a number system and the total amount of money that can disappear overnight because you do not have anything in hand such as a just wait, gold and silver in hand is going to be worth two of the birds that's sitting in the bush with a false market computer system of calculation that will prove very devastating when you see Babylon burn and when you see Babylon destroyed. No wonder the merchants and the merchandisers are going to cry, alas, for that great city that reigned over the kings of the earth has fallen. Great will be the fall of her, and Yahweh will bring her down so that his people, who are already poor, will finally quit dining at McDonald's and start dining on the back alleys in the streets out of the garbage cans and the filth pails of this nation, hunting for a morsel of food as they see the God that they trusted in, these channelers. That's right, channelers. Type in the word channeler or write it down, C-H-A-N-N-E-L-L-E-R-S, channelers. These false channelers that channel information, this information is structured, preconceived, and hatched out of the 23rd chapter of the devious imagination of the beast, and cause the people of the world to be indoctrinated and to believe a lie and be damned. And here is those for whom the bell tolls tonight. This is the gospel coming to you. I got to get out of here. My time is coming gone. Stubborn. Did you know the Bible says that Israel is a stubborn, stiff-necked, and rebellious people that are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? I ought to have tonight 10,000 calls from around the world or 10,000 letters in the next coming week and saying, Pastor Buddy, for God's sake, give me information to save my soul in this perilous time. I do not want to live in poverty and ignorance and fear and superstition with a stubborn, stiff neck and unyielding mind. I want to submit myself to the laws and the covenants and the Sabbaths and the teachings. Write for my information on the Sabbath. Write for my information on the name of how to go to heaven. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. We have thousands of tapes. Do you want to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge, or would you like to be saved as a result of it? You must have the truth. Look at the word stubborn. Israel is a stubborn jackass. Samson lost his strength and eventually his life at the last, when he brought down the temple of the warlords that were partying at the expense of blind Samson. That represents Israel. The word stubborn, S-T-U-B-B-O-R-N, equals 666. Unruly, 666. Illusion, 666. Book of the Dead, think about it. I just told you, you don't want to be in the Book of the Dead. Write it down, Book of the Dead, 666. Son of Sin, 666. Ladies and gentlemen, these are two. This is too real to be just a chance of a mathematical system of the numerics of English, which I give Yahweh praise for knowing thousands of years ago that this would tell you a little bit about the beast and its power and its system. It's a very intricate, complicated affair. And you better learn. And to do that, you got to eat your Wheaties. You got to have the wheat of the word and the sincere desire of the milk to get your strength up. Quarrels. Man, is this nation ever getting into quarrels? 666. Falling away. The Bible said the end won't come except I come a falling away. Type in falling away. 666. Oh, I could go on and on, but my time's out, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to get out of here. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call, and I've been more than a pleasure to be with you tonight. I hope and trust that I brought something for your information game, that your soul will not be lost in the day of the final decision. We're at Armageddon, folks. We're at where two ways meet. You either got to come out of her or stay in her. If you come out, you're going to suffer. If you stay in, you're going to suffer more. So take the less of the two evils. Any way you go, you're going to have to suffer. And the Bible said, though that will suffer with him will reign with him. My, I just feel like preaching on and on and on, but I got to give you my address. Pastor Buddy, get your pencil and paper. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. That's 37824. Now, I'm live. Here we are, August the 15th. We're direct. Right out of the Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee, where this old Tennessee plowboy, just a good old Baptist boy, believing the word of Yahweh, sits tonight. If you'd like to call me and chat with me a little bit, if you find that the line is busy, please call back or leave your name and telephone on voicemail. I will return your call at my own nickel. I have your interest at heart. I'm not preaching for gain. If I was, I wouldn't preach my message that I've got that the Father's given me. But woe is me if I fail to preach it. Woe is you if you fail to heed it and to come out of her, my people. That's area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, my address again, one more time, slowly, because everybody, you talk so fast. Listen, folks, Dr. Gary will tell you, Dr. Jack will tell you, my sponsors that help me on the program, we need your help to help us to get more time. We'd appreciate you to share your blessings with us if you have any. If not, do like the old widow woman that only had two hoe cakes. She gave the prophet one. She went to bed that night hungry. The nerve of him asking for one of those hoe cakes, but she gladly gave it. And listen what happened. She got an immense blessing for a lifetime. So if you want to be blessed, support the truth. Just send us a letter. Your letters will be strictly confidential. We don't keep a record. We don't keep a mail list record of nobody. So if you would like to send in support, I'll see that Dr. Gary gets it. As soon as you send it, we'll send it to Dr. Gary so that he's the financier of our program. He pays the bills. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very expensive to be on live radio. But with WWCR, there's not a better investment dollar spent for the people that we reach. The demographics reaches out and touches a lot of people. We got a letter from way over in South Africa this week, and we was delighted. A person that's requested a Bible, and we'll see that they get it, praise Yahweh, to study with Pastor Buddy. They said they look forward to hearing the radio show every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This is Pastor Buddy. And if you'd like to write me again, like I say, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. I'm going to give you a little bit of Dixie as we go off here tonight. We've got 3 or 4 minutes. And we'd just like to play you our Southern Rally song. We call it the Southern Rally song. It's the good old days. And ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down to Armageddon, where the rubber meets the road, where you'll have to make a decision. Choose this day who you'll serve. Are you going to serve Yahweh, or are you going to serve the beast? I'll be back next Sunday night, part two of Drunken Babylon. You don't want to miss our next show. With much love to all of our folks and listeners around the country, this is Pastor Buddy saying, Yahweh bless you.
I'm